It is the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us here. As many Fridays that we're joined over the phones by great legislative leaders around the state of Kansas, as today over the phones it is Representative Rich Prowl joining us here on this Friday morning. Rich, can you hear us?
I can, and good morning, everyone.
Yes, good morning, Rich. Always appreciate you taking some time at a very, very busy time for you and the other representatives, senators, and really everybody up in Topeka right now. It is, it's busy season for you guys, so we definitely appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us here this morning and kind of, transfer a little bit of the messages that you have been seeing up there in Topeka. So that's kind of where we'll start with this. How has the session been going for you here, Representative?
You know, it's gone well. It's slower this year than normal, and we haven't worked as many bills. But maybe that's all right. We need to be very careful of what we do pass, and so that's not all bad.
Yeah, sounds like, you know, there's nothing wrong with being meticulous, especially at the end of the day. If you overlook things, it's not necessarily always a good thing if you just kind of pass by certain bills. Exactly. So I'm glad to hear that you guys are focusing on those bills and making sure that all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. And like you said, it's just kind of more of a meticulous session than it is more of a busy one. So good to hear that, the session's been okay. But how does the next two, three weeks look like for you?
Okay, well, the next 2 weeks, and then we're done until we're off for the break between the regular session and the veto session. So next week, we're here 3 days, and we'll be on the floor all day long. Committees that are exempt from the timeline can meet next week. There may be some of them that meet. I'm on appropriations. They can meet. I'm on tax, and they can meet for those 3 days. We'll just see whether we do meet or not. I was in tax yesterday, and the chairman said there's a 40% chance we'll have a meeting next, one of the 3 days next week, and so we'll see what happens. Other than that, we're on the floor all the time, and the way that works, they'll bring a group of bills above the line that we will work, and then we'll have calendar, and the Republicans will go over them, and the Democrats will meet, and they'll go over them. Then we'll come back on the floor, and we'll work a number of them, and then the ones that we hadn't gone over, we'll break, and we'll go back and do it all over again. And so it's just on the floor, and then off and preparing for some more, and then we'll be back on the floor working them. And so we'll be there 3 days doing that next week, and then we're off Thursday and Friday. And then we come back the following week, and we're there all week long, and we have conference committees that meet. And the reason for that is, the House will pass a bill, the Senate will pass a very similar bill, or maybe the identical one, but if there's any differences, then if it's a Senate bill, they'll bring it to us and say, do you want to agree with what the changes we made in it? And if we disagree with that, then we don't want to do that. Then we'll have a conference committee. Conference committee is made up of the chair, the vice chair, and the ranking minority member of whatever particular committee it is. And then they meet with the same their colleagues from the Senate side and try to work out some details, work out some differences. And when we can do that and get it finished up, then it goes back to the respective House and Senate, and we concur on the changes that were made.
Certainly,
it's another hurry up and then wait process, because if you're not on a conference committee, you're just waiting, and makes for some long days.
Certainly, yeah. Lots of sounds like lots of review again, lots of kind of meticulous tasks back and forth. But it's at the same time, it's there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and the conference committees work hard to try to work out the differences.
Certainly. Well, I got to ask at this point, with the new governor, with some new higher-ranking officials as well throughout after these last elections, whichever, I got to ask kind of a feel. You've been up there in Topeka. You've gone back and forth. You've gotten kind of a feel of when things are working out, things are gelling okay. For the first couple of months, how is the House, the Senate, kind of everybody gelling up there in Topeka?
Well, I think part of it, we're all trying to figure out exactly where the administration is. And then, of course, it's not just the administration, where the administration appoints new heads of agencies and maybe the top two or three people, and then trying to get a feel of, having the opportunity to meet them, feel that you're feel comfortable where you can have a problem and you can call them or know who to call. Because a lot of the people that I'd gotten really well acquainted with now are no longer there. So I have a whole new group of people to become acquainted with and become comfortable with me and me with them, where we can have a dialogue.
Yeah, and it's something that I think is overlooked, especially by people around the state. It's not something that you go up, a new governor comes into office, and you automatically, it's like your best friends all of a sudden. No, that's not the case. You have to go down a long list of people that you have to meet, let alone of what you're doing, on your own time up there. So there's a lot that needs to be done. There's a lot of time that can really pass in between until things start to gel. But at the same time, it doesn't sound like really any negative things are coming out of the offices up there.
No, I don't think so. I think it's. I think everybody's trying to work together and become acquainted and work through everything. And that's what we really need. I've been here. Of course, I'm a Republican, and I've been here. This is my 14th year, and this is my third Democratic governor that I've worked under, and I've of course worked under Republican governors. And yes, it's different, but. We're all people, and we all have to take the time to get acquainted and work together.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we can appreciate, especially in today's day and age, where you look at you look at your Facebook, or you look at some other media, and it's just pointing fingers at politicians, and it's kind of almost making them the bad guys nowadays. When in reality, there are some hardworking ones. It's at the end of the day, they want pretty much the same outcome for the people of their states or the country, whichever. It's just a different outlet of getting there. So, again, it's
You're so right, and whether you're a Democrat or Republican. We all basically want to get to the same spot. We may differ on how we get there, but just because we're of a different party doesn't mean we can't work together. And I feel that we should.
Certainly. Well, with a lot of I guess you said lack thereof bills, which isn't necessarily too bad of things. I know you guys have your own committees and subcommittees as well that you are a part of, hard at work with. That I know something that you are very adamantly and present with is the Transportation Task Force, and a bill, whether it was it this week or last week, that's to come to Congress.
Right. This week in transportation, we passed out yesterday the policy portion of the task force bill. It's House Bill 2373, and there was really no opposition. We had people that, of course, the Secretary of Transportation came in and discussed it, and we had several, and they were. It was all very positive. We had no amendments other than a technical amendment to fix a little problem that we had in it. And again, it was just technical. It wasn't anything major. I feel like we have a good policy, and I believe it will move forward. What basically it's going to do is require that we finish the T-Work projects, the 21 that haven't been completed, and during that process start working on new modernization and projects that need to be done around the state. And of course, preservation is a number one or a number two thing that we need to do. We need to preserve the roads that we have. They're worth a lot of money, and they cost a lot of money. And if we don't maintain them, then the infrastructure, the base underneath the roads will get bad. And then it costs a whole lot more to fix it than it does if we take care of them as we go. And, of course, within this is some policy concerning rail, some policy concerning airports and aircraft, and some kind of new policy concerning walking paths, bike paths, transit. We're finding that there are a number of people that will find a city that has transit. They have bike paths. They have walking paths. They have some of these things. They will go. They will move there and then look for a job. And so it's kind of different than I've always done. I found the job, and then I wanted to see what amenities the community might have to offer. So it's a changing world.
Yeah, well, and what an exciting bill it seems to sound like, as well as basically, as you had mentioned, zero opposition to it, because I know you were very adamant about, as well as many of our listeners down here and many, you know, taxpayers as well, getting that T-Works done. And where would the trust go if we don't get the T-Works done? We wouldn't get it from the voters anymore.
Right. I just felt like if we didn't do what we said we were going to do and complete those projects, then why would anybody believe we would ever complete any projects that we might do in the, you know, mention in the future. So, you know, we have to keep our word.
Yeah, but along with that T-Works, you had mentioned, you know, you clump in, it's, of course, something overlooked, but regular maintenance to the roads that we already have, it's a lot of money already put into there. So I like to see that this bill is also including much more along with the T-Works conclusion as well.
Oh absolutely. It adds a lot. Then other bills, kind of trailer bills that go along with that, the House Bill 2369, and it's the tolling bill, and it authorizes the possibility of additional tolling. Now, no, we're not going to go build another Kansas Turnpike. That day and age is gone. What we would be looking for is some local government that would say, hey, we've got a short area here. We'd like to put hot lanes in. We need to build a new bridge that we can't afford. And so the local government would get in sync with it and, you know, work with us. The Kansas Turnpike Board would have to approve it. Then it would go to the State Finance Council. So that involves legislators. We talked about having it go back to the legislature, but that delays projects. It could delay things, you know, a year, honestly, is what it could do. But, you know, some safeguards that we have in that that tolls cannot be levied on existing highways, bridges, and existing capacity, meaning there would have to be some major improvements, new lanes, adding to the capacity before this could be done. Clarifying that all classes of vehicles would be tolled, meaning everybody that runs on it has to pay a toll, but they have a choice. They could run on the toll portion and pay, or they could run on the other part and maybe be slowed down. And then that the other thing is that all the toll revenue has to be used on that facility. It can't be taken out and used anyplace else.
Well, hey, very exciting. Lots and lots of happening within the transportation, whether it's here in the SEK or just all around the state of Kansas. And we'll keep up to date, especially because he's in the committee, the Transportation Committee himself. It's Representative Rich Prowl. Rich, we're coming up here on the top of the hour. I do apologize, but we do appreciate you coming in here on this Friday morning, joining us over the phones and giving our listeners what they need.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity.
Anytime, and we'll just do this next month. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Again, Representative Rich Pell joining us over the phones here on this Friday morning. It is the Mighty 690 KGGF.